Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host with the mo-host. It's not anything, is it?
No, it's a type of mohawk.
Oh, is it? Good. Yeah. The mo-host, Nick Mason.
The show's called The Weekly Planet.
Did I not say that? What did I just say? Welcome back.
Something like that.
Well, normally we do a little ad and during. At the start.
It's thrown you. Yeah.
But now we're doing it during. But before we do that, Mason, we got to say, John Hurt died. 77.
We didn't have to say it.
We have to say it, man. He's a legend, mate. He's been in a bunch of good stuff. 1984, Harry Potter, the first one, and then the last two, I want to say.
He's the wand seller.
He's the wand seller, exactly. Uh-huh. Alien.
Hellboy.
Hellboy, 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones 4. Should have ended on a better one than that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what a bloody legend of cinema.
Yeah, right.
I don't think there's any official information in terms of him passing away, but... Yeah, that sucks, man.
For shame.
Yeah, 77. Mm-hmm. As we always say, it's not that old in Hollywood years, is
Hollywood
it?
Years, right, yeah.
People bloody...
Fame enables you to live forever. So 77's not that old.
That's exactly it. So, no. Do you have a favourite John Hurt film?
Hellboy.
Yeah, fair enough. Not 2? Oh, you didn't like 2, did you?
Not so much, no.
Well, he's not really in it either. He's not really in it that much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. I really like V for Vendetta.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. And maybe it parallels certain current day events, Mason. Who's to say?
Well, 1984 certainly does.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did they get him for V for Vendetta because he was in
1984? I believe that they must have, yeah, because he plays the almighty British dictator or whatever. Yeah, he'll definitely be missed. We've got the full list of Oscar nominations, Mason. You ready? I'm going to read
guess.
Them. No, I'm not doing it. I didn't read them. Did you read them?
No.
No. The Razzies also came out. Do you put any stock in the Razzies?
Maybe I should.
I don't think so. I think they're equally bullshit for different reasons.
Why? It's all politics.
It's all politics, baby. But the one, this surprised me because a few people tweeted it's this. Ben Affleck is nominated for worst actor in Batman v Superman.
Not his fault.
Is he the worst actor in Batman v Superman?
Is he co-nominated with Jesse Eisenberg?
He should be. I don't know. But he'd have to be, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But he's everybody. I mean, I thought it was universally agreed, even if you hate that movie. He did a good job.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, isn't that the idea?
Maybe, but I guess maybe he's the guy with the biggest profile for
that
movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you're going to kick somebody.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is the Razzies known for kicking people, does it punch up or punch down? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. I know, remember they...
I'm sure there's a lot of cracks at Rob Schneider.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when they nominated Halle Berry for Catwoman, and then she said, well, I'll turn up, whatever, and if I win, I'll accept the award.
And
then she won.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there was any chance that she would turn up and then they wouldn't give it to her?
Oh, out of spite.
Or just, yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Do you think they, I mean, I'm not, it's clearly just like a group of people just going, this is some shit, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's any kind of process. It's just people going, what's dumb? Or what do I think's dumb specifically? Mm. Yeah.
I've just found a list of movies that have been nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year.
Wow.
Pearl Harbor 2001.
What Oscar did that get nominated for? Oscar the Grouch, mate. Into the bin. Got him.
Yep. Best sound editing, etc.
Okay, pretty, so technical awards. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, that's a, you know, it's a nice looking
but
film.
Then worst picture director and actor.
Okay.
You know.
I was at my parents' house the week and
bragging.
My dad had a copy of Pearl Harbor. I'm like, hey, your favorite movie.
Just waving it around?
I just found it. He's like, that's your grandpa's who died. Don't pin that on me. He's like, I hate that movie. So just so we're clear, my dad hates the movie Pearl Harbor.
Okay, then.
Which is fair enough because it is shit. And he specifically said that the bit where they fly the plane through the hangar, he's like, that's unrealistic. It couldn't happen. I don't disagree.
That's right.
But I bet they've done it on Mythbusters.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else in the Razzies?
Zoolander 2's been nominated for 9 nominations.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Bad Grandpa is in there. Robert De Niro as worst actor.
Yeah, fair enough. Probably. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, Gods of Egypt is in there.
Yeah.
Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel they get it, like, I don't care about the Razzies, I feel.
No.
Like, we all know which of the worst ones that's were. Right. We don't need a ceremony.
We're
for
all
it.
On the internet, mate.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's the internet has evolved beyond the Razzies, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, too bad, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah, Twitter is its own the Razzies, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Oh, see, Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill all both got nominated for Batman v Superman. But again, still not.
See, I don't like that interpretation of Superman, and I don't think they've really done anything with him, but I don't think it's Henry Cavill's fault.
Correct.
Yeah, it's just kind of the way it is. We're looking forward to Justice League, though, aren't we, Mason?
Yeah, I guess.
I knew it. We're well into it. Mason, what's the first thing in the loot crate?
Ooh, we got a
surprise,
loot crate.
Everybody. Yeah, this there's bloody, an ad in the show.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Loot Crate this week, which is bloody good. Love a bloody loot crate. This one is Origins, I believe. So I'm going to crack this baby open. Oh, guess what? Instant Millionaire, copy of Action Comics number one.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah,
in
well,
real
here
life.
It is.
That's
here, get check this out. I don't even care that it's worth
Mason,
a million
dollars. Mason, don't do
I'm,
it.
No, I'm cracking open the plastic.
Oh,
I'm cracking it open. Look at this. Look, I'm bloody opening it. Yeah?
Mason.
Man, comic books were thick back in the day.
Don't.
Here's the bloody cardboard
don't
backing.
Don't fox the edges.
No, I'm foxing the edges. Look at this.
Stop doing
I'm sticking
it.
Sticking to me,
oh,
sticking to me
no,
bloody shirt pocket.
Mason.
Look at this. I'm going to take it down I'm going to take it down the watering hole and catch frogs with it. What are you going to do? Nothing. Anyway, that's pretty exciting.
I've never read that, actually.
Well, he's not... Superman isn't the... Like, it's not an entirely Superman book.
Okay. So you can just tear out the other pages then.
Yeah, ultimately.
And that's fine, yeah.
Marco Polo gets a... it's a
finally.
Story, if I believe. Yeah. Chuck Dawson, cowboy hero.
Don't know him.
No, no idea. Some sort of Zatara, master magician.
Okay, so
that's
yeah,
Zatanna's
Zatara,
dad.
There you go, yeah.
Right? Yeah, uh-huh. Pretty great. I'm going to give this a whirl. Anyway.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. I got the next bit of news, Mason.
Fun fact, though.
Yeah.
They have put Superman at the front.
Oh,
he's not at the front in the original.
Well, that's probably worth more then.
Yeah, I know, right? Best friends.
Bryan Singer will direct the pilot for for an untitled X-Men TV series.
Yawn. And also bad.
The still untitled X-Men TV series will focus on two ordinary parents who discover their children possess mutant abilities. Forced to go on the run from a hostile government, the family joins up with an underground network of mutants and must fight to survive.
That sounds a little bit Runaways, but not enough for my liking.
Sure, yeah. Well, I don't think they can do the Runaways.
Probably can't do the Runaways,
are, yeah. Because weren't Marvel talking about doing a Runaways TV series? I'm sure we've talked about that.
I bet we have, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've been up. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit tired. So when you said Bryan Singer is going to direct a TV series, I couldn't quite get the boo in before you said what it was. And that's one of my, that's my number one regret thus far in this podcast.
Oh,
that
no.
You didn't go, not Bryan Singer's directing a TV series. And I went, boo.
He's done some good stuff though, right? Surely you must
boo.
Enjoy some of his work. You liked Valkyrie. You liked Jack the Giant Slayer.
No, none of those things.
You liked Unusual Suspects, The Usual Suspects?
Oh, I did like Usual Suspects.
Yeah, there
right.
you go.
Okay.
Gotcha, Mason. Right. I bloody gotcha.
I'm back on board, Singer.
Okay, good. Yeah. Do you think this is a demotion and then next he'll do commercials and then he'll be in the gutter? Is that how this is working? Or do you think this is just kind of his swan song from the X-Men universe?
Yeah, I think he's doing this as a favor.
Oh, okay,
I
right.
think he still has some kind of juice in this universe and they're like... Yeah, that's a phrase. That's a real phrase.
No, it's not.
This guy's got some juice in this universe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not, but go on.
And I think they're like, ooh, we're getting Singer.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm sure people love...
So it's like J.J. Abrams putting his name on Westworld or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think he directed an episode, though, did he? J.J. Abrams? I couldn't know for sure.
No, we'd know, I think.
Yeah, we would know.
We'd go, that was the most J.J. Abrams episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. What's the next item, Mason?
Ooh, let me
Don't
check.
Lie to me either.
Okay. It's Captain America themed. It says Captain America circa 1940.
Good.
This is not a toy. This product is intended for adults only.
Is that what it's...
That's
okay.
what it says on it.
Okay. Is it an ashtray?
No, it's a bloody... Look. It's a replica shield.
Like, it's a magnet, is it? Is it
no, it's like a replica.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it's his original one.
Yeah, it's the shield-shaped shield.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Not a toy, just to be clear.
Not a toy. How dare you? It's got a little standee. You put it on your desk.
You could put that on a little dog?
No, I'm going to put it on my desk.
All right, fine. You don't have a desk.
Sorry, I should put it on a little dog. Now that you mention it, that would be fun. Imagine a little dog.
Can you
dog
clink that? I want to hear the clinkness.
Wait.
Okay, just a bit, so it's not a cardboard one.
No, it's not a
and
cardboard one.
And not for kids. It's for dogs or desks.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Mason.
What you can do is you could put it on your desk and you can get that other desk thing with the balls on the chain.
You're right.
And you can see how invincible it is. I'm going to guess very invincible.
You don't think it's vincible?
I think it's invincible.
Okay, you're calling the shots, mate.
Oh, this is very good.
Mason, I have to inform you of the big Marvel news this week in terms of video games. Before say this, we should point out, we recorded an episode of Filthy Casuals.
Yeah, we did.
And then after that happened, and we talked a little bit about comic book video games.
For about 2 minutes.
We maybe talked about three.
Yeah.
And we talked about how all the Marvel ones have been shit, but they're making Spider-Man now.
Uh-huh.
And then this week it came out that Square Enix, Enix, are teaming up with Marvel to do the
Final Fantasy guys.
That's right, to do a whole bunch of... No, it's the Tomb Raider guys.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah. Did you play the new Tomb Raiders? They're real good, man.
I played the first one, and it was great.
Yeah, so the second one's about the same. But so they're licensing the games, not Sega, which means that they'll probably be good, hopefully.
It's great.
And did you see the trailer for the first one?
Yes, refresh my memory.
It's just like...
Oh, it's all their equipment.
Yeah, and it's
you
all
You see
like,
Thor's hammer on the ground, it's generating some zappies.
You see Hulk's glasses.
Yeah.
And some of the other Avengers wear glasses. Oh, he's the biggest nerd, isn't he?
So he is the biggest nerd. I mean, Henry Pym might wear some glasses from time to time.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think it's going to be a Henry Pym-focused game.
Not so much,
I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this will draw any inspiration from the movie universe, or do you think it'll be separate the way that the Spider-Man game is?
I think it will be separate because it's hard to get all the likeness rights.
Sure,
you're not
going
to have an Iron Man that looks like...
And then you've got to get the voice and whatever, yeah.
I think it's going to exist in that weird limbo that a lot of Marvel stuff exists in.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's sort of the classic stuff and it's sort of the Ultimates and it's sort of the movie universe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just make a little grab
like
bag.
The Ultimate Alliance games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it could go either way.
Could go... No, I think these will be good. I think this is a great move. So they've got... We talked about who had, like, some good studios doing the Spider-Man one. And now we've got Square Enix doing these ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I might be wrong here, I remember reading that they're building a video game universe with its own continuity.
Cool.
So, you know, all kind of games will tie into each other.
Will that work for Arkham Asylum
City
Knight?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Mm. Arkham Asylum City Knight. Yes. It's a great game. But that being said, because it's video games, it's like, who cares? Do whatever. Just
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever
yeah,
you
yeah.
need. I don't think you want to limit yourself with continuity in video games. Just do whatever. Whatever makes a good game. Do you know what I mean?
I
That's what I feel. What's that?
It's the little... You put the shield.
Oh, it's a protective cover for the shield.
Yeah, you put the shield on the bloody... I'll do it later.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
maybe you should, Mason.
Maybe I will.
All right, before I say the next thing, what's the next item?
Ooh, okay. It's a Ninja Turtles tiki mug.
Okay, what?
In fact, I think technically it's a muglet. It's a little mug.
Is a muglet a real word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look.
that's pretty cute.
It's like a tiki-themed Leonardo.
Could you put a little candle in it?
You could put a little candle in
That's
it.
That's what I'm doing, Mason.
I'm
put it
now,
next to my bath.
Most of the rest of this episode is me going on my phone trying to see where I can buy the remaining three.
Well, I've got my box I haven't opened.
Oh,
so
maybe there's a different one.
You can't have it.
No, I'm taking it, though.
Actually, if you want it, you can have
All right.
it. Wait, you're doing it now?
Yeah, I'm literally going to do it now. The people need to know. I'm here, guys. Pray continue.
Okay, sure.
This better not be another Leonardo.
Actually, we'll just see. I'll wait.
Okay, cool.
I think it is a Leonardo.
Might be another Leonardo.
I wonder if you've got the loot crate. Tell
Let
us,
us
if you
know
got a
if they're all Leonardos.
Yeah.
It's another Leonardo, but that's okay.
Boo. He's your least favorite character, isn't he?
No, wait. Potentially.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, you can still have that then.
Great.
You can have two Leonardos.
Love it.
The dream. Awesome. Big Star Wars news this week, Mason.
Yes.
Some say too big, even for the internet to
this
handle.
This feels like last week's news.
Hey, off the bed. Come on. I mean, whatever. I'm used to saying off the bed.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
She's always coming in my room, jumping on the bed, mate.
Right, we're not recording this from a bed. But if we were,
on your bed. There we go.
Great
See,
stuff.
I'm not consistent enough when she gets on the bed, because some mornings I'm just like, whatever. Uh-huh. Other mornings I'm like, nah, get off.
Yeah.
I'm not a good dog owner is what I'm saying until I give her that shield. So yeah, so the Star Wars Episode 8 has a title.
Yes, it does.
It's called The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. Now, Mason, I did a video on it. I've shared my thoughts.
Oh yes,
I've got a list of things here which you can't say about it because they've been said to death. And people are sick of it, okay?
Okay.
So if you've got a fresh take other than this,
maybe we could do stale take bingo where I give you my thoughts on it and you just go, eh, if it's
okay,
taken.
Okay, fine, I'm happy to do that.
You
know what? No, we're doing it my way. No, it's fine. That's good.
No, no, no. Okay, so The Last Jedi, whose is it? Is it Luke Skywalker's The Last Jedi? Maybe Rey's The Last Jedi. Okay, maybe there's another person there, The Last Jedi.
I don't actually have that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Maybe Kylo Ren's The Last Jedi. It turns out he's actually Jedi.
No, I don't think it is. Hey, come on,
that's
mate.
That's right.
The other one is Jedi can be plural.
Yep, that is very true.
And it has red font, like Return of the Jedi and Revenge of the Sith.
Yep, very good.
And people are saying, well, it's going to be a dark one because Revenge of the Sith has red font, as did Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi isn't a dark film.
No.
It's got Muppets and shit in it, man.
Yeah.
There's a dance number at the start.
Yeah, there is.
Of one of the versions.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I kind of regret... I don't regret, you know, making a video. Like, there's,
yeah, no regrets, man. Don't
yeah,
have
no
any
regrets.
Regrets.
You're right. What is there really to say? I like the title. I think it's a good title. Do you like the title?
I do like the title.
Good. Also, you can't say Snoke. I've said that here as well.
Yes. The latest meme, thanks to everybody who's sending me the Star Wars meme, the latest Snoke theory is that he is, maybe it's not the latest, but it's come up in my Twitter feed a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Snoke is the stormtrooper who cracked his head
absolutely
on the bulkhead in the first Star Wars.
I think there's a new Snoke theory where he's some general who appears in Aftermath, the series.
Okay.
And he goes off to the other side of the galaxy to explore the Force, and maybe he comes back with all wicked powers.
All right.
And he's wicked smart.
Well.
He left the whole empire in his rear view.
That's right.
And he came back wicked smart. Do you think... Okay, I guess... Shut up. What do you think The Last Jedi actually is? What do you think?
Oh, it's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Because in The Force Awakens, the opening crawl literally says Luke Skywalker,
yeah,
The Last
absolutely
Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But also, it's one of those things where I think it's going to be ambiguous. Because like A New Hope can be like the Death Star plans.
Mm-hmm.
It can be Obi-Wan Kenobi being snatched out of hiding.
Yep.
It can be Luke becoming a Jedi. It can be blowing up the Death Star. It could be like a bunch of stuff.
It could be maybe we get some nice droids from these Jawas. Maybe that's the new
that's
hope.
Nice, isn't
you know
it?
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There are many options, Mason.
Yes.
I've got some more Star Wars news, but show me that t-shirt first.
Pixel Mario.
And then shut up about it.
No, but it's... Oh, all right. It's Pixel Mario. You're right. You're bloody happy?
The original since 1981. Yeah. Oh, that would have been the arcade.
Yes.
Because was Super Mario Brothers 85, I want to say? 85, 86?
I'm no good with dates.
What do you say? What do you think? Take a punt. Back yourself.
Oh, 2004.
Look, I'm not 100% on that. Let me just check.
Okay.
1985. It is 85.
Wow.
There you go.
Almost like you'd prepared earlier for that.
No, I Googled it.
Mm.
What, you think it took me that long to look at something I'd... How would I know you even... I didn't even know it was in the box, mate.
Didn't you?
No. Opened mine.
You've owned sticky tape. I've seen it. You could have sticky taped the box back up.
Whenever I go to find sticky tape, I can never find it, mate. That's my burden that I bear.
That is the burden that you bear.
In this household.
Yeah.
Is that the last thing?
Oh, in the box.
Because I'll quickly do the ad spot.
Oh, you know what? Little loop plate Ninja Turtles pin.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Has it got Leonardo on it?
No, it's got
good.
It's got a bloody sewer grate. And it is great. Loot grate.
But spelt differently?
Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Loot Crate, as we know, Mason, they offer an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. This is for next month. If you roll up your sleeves and get ready, you can celebrate pop culture's most put-together franchises. February's hands-on theme is Build, features Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, because they build a Zord, don't they?
They build a Zord, you're absolutely correct.
Batman, Lego Dimensions, and Tetris. And as always, our monthly t-shirt and pin. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe to receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, it's over. You can't get it, Mason, ever.
I've assembled the shield.
Yeah, that's right. That is cool.
It's taken me like 10 full minutes
but you've
to
done
click
it.
One thing in.
Yeah.
A very easy to do thing.
I bet you're shit at Lego. Lego's hard now, man. Because you know it used to be just bricks. It's now like really specific.
That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, sure, you can build a Star Wars U-Wing.
Mm. But you can't do it with regular.
Can't do it with regular blocks. Lego. That's what I'm talking about. You have to buy the new set, and it's like $150.
Yeah, I bought mine. Remember how my nephew did the show briefly?
Yes.
To help promote Stranger Things, I bought him as a thank you an X-wing. It was like $120.
Right.
Like it's crazy expensive. It is crazy. Yeah. And you know what he did? He threw it into the pool. No, he didn't. He built it. He liked it. Yeah. I forgot to mention this. If you head to www.lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, one word, and enter promo code weeklyplanet, one word, just weeklyplanet, as one word.
All of this is the word.
That's right. You'll save $3 off. I'll link that below. I've actually spelt weeklyplanet wrong here in my notes.
They don't need to know.
No, they don't. But I've told them, haven't I, Mason?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes. Also, there's a bunch of, you can choose from a bunch of boxes. If you are interested, there's stuff you can choose from, or you can just live your life however you want to live your life, man.
Okay,
all right.
I'm gonna do that by reading this Action Comics number one.
What's on the back? Is that the original ads?
Yeah, I would say so. It's the it's like when you would mail away for like X-ray goggles or ventriloquism kits.
Sure.
Automatic mouth organ. What if there's a gun on here? You usually buy it's a probably, gun.
Yeah, like a cap gun that flies that you can put ball bearings in or
giant
whatever.
Giant flying plane.
How much?
Because I would never. $1.50 for the giant that's a flying bargain, plane, mate. Yeah. Because they would never ship. Because when I was a kid, like they in the '80s, they still had these.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would never ship to Australia, so I never knew.
How giant was the giant?
How giant was
plane?
The giant plane exactly? 5 feet.
That's pretty big.
That's
man.
Pretty big
for a dollar. I mean, I know it's like 1930s prices, but man, that's.
Blonde wigs only 35 cents.
Only 35 cents?
Yeah, change your appearance.
Blonde wigs, interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon they're still open for business? I'd love a blonde
maybe.
Wig.
Japanese rose bushes. This is everything.
What?
There's a 30-cent guide to jujitsu.
So just to be clear, this Japanese rose bushes, this came out before World War II, obviously.
Yes. Jew's harp, nose flute, luminous paint.
What the fuck is a nose flute? Luminous paint, I understand. I bet it's toxic.
Oh, definitely,
I bet if
yeah.
you got it yeah. and you put it on your skin, you'd die.
Learn to dance, 25 cents. Learn to tap dance, also 25 cents.
What do you choose?
Should be less, in my opinion. This is worth the price of admission on its own, I feel. Just dangerous things that children used to buy. Because we could never get the sea monkeys or whatever.
No.
From back in the day. I could never get the Charles Atlas muscle building method. Yeah. Obviously, look at me. A wreck.
What was that? Was it just like eat steak, lift a round weight?
Yeah, I think
or something,
it was. Yeah,
or something
pretty
like
much,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Do some reps.
Yeah, do some reps, mate. Mm-hmm. We got to get back to Star Wars. I hope
okay,
you don't
sure.
mind.
All right, fine.
Woody Harrelson. We've talked about. I think how he's been cast.
Yeah.
As the as a mentor for Harrison Solo. He's going to be playing. Well, they asked him if he's going to be playing Garrus Shrike, and he was like,
"Now
I don't know
that?
Whether he was confused or he was like caught out." Because you can't tell with that bloke.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's
and,
up
but
to?
Also, sometimes if you throw out a character name or something at a like an actor off the cuff on a red carpet or something, sometimes they just don't know.
Yeah, well,
and you
of
know
course
what?
He
That's
doesn't
fine.
Know. Yeah, of course he doesn't know. Yeah. Do you know who Garrus Shrike
no,
is?
I
see,
no
I
idea.
Do, Mason.
Oh yeah,
I think I'm saying it right. He's from the Han Solo trilogy of books that are now out of continuity.
Right.
He's the guy who raised Han Solo. He found him on the street, and he kind of artful dodges him. He's got this crew of like. Pirates, but also kids that he gets to pickpocket and rob yep. rich people and swindle and stuff. And so Han Solo, when he's like 19, he runs away. And Garrus Shrike
we
comes
really
after
want
him.
Somebody from the old expanded universe in the new continuity.
Oh, you want someone?
No, I don't. I'm just saying people collectively seem to really. I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, they've done it before.
Give me an example.
Saw Gerrera, Grand Admiral Thrawn. Bubsy
oh, yeah.
the Bobcat.
That's
these are all examples, aren't they?
Yep. Ratchet and or Clank.
Yes. So I think there's a chance that it could be him. Mm-hmm. Or if not, it's probably like a variation
yeah,
on
something
yeah.
very...
But I see what you mean, though. It's a dangerous road where once you open that door, people are never going to stop being like, where's Kyle Katarn? They're never going to bring in Kyle
Katarn.
Exactly.
Where's Mara Jade? Why didn't she marry Luke Skywalker? What's going on there?
I don't doubt they'll bring in like variations of these characters. And maybe we will get, you know, maybe we will get them. Who knows? But like, you got to kind of let this shit go. You know
I
what I
so
mean?
Too, yeah.
And no, but if you're a true Star Wars fan, you won't.
You'll never let it go. But I also like the idea. I think it was a very... If you're going to wipe away the continuity, I do like the idea that you keep a lot of it in print and call it Legends. Because then you can be like, well, maybe this part of the story happened, maybe absolutely.
But you don't like the pick and choose element, the nature of it.
No.
Because it throws Woody Harrelson off, and you don't like that,
throws him under the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good on him. That actually begins filming in March. It's coming up soon, Mason. Very good.
You know what? Just today, I finally watched Hail Caesar, the Coen Brothers film. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, really? Because I heard it wasn't that great.
I had a lot of fun with it. Not all the character arcs wrap up.
Yeah. But like he's good, isn't he?
Alden Ehrenreich is very... Did I pronounce it correctly? Who knows?
No. I don't know.
Okay. He's very charming in it. So that 100% works for me.
He's a cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
He's a cowboy horse wrangler who becomes a Hollywood star. Yeah.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Great.
Just wrangling and acting.
Wrangling and acting. Mm-hmm. Now, this bit of news is only for me. And maybe a bit for you, but I want to bring it up. Every Which Way But Loose is getting a remake by the director of The Sex Trip, which I looked up as a 2004 raunchy post-American Pie sex comedy
Is that the director's most well-regarded work or his most recent work?
That's the one that they said in the article. They're like, it's by the guy who did this. And then I'm like, I've never heard of that movie. Do you remember there was a whole lot of American Pie straight to DVD?
Road Trip?
Yep.
Euro Trip?
Loser?
Beer Fest?
Beer Fest is kind of different.
Yeah.
It's not, isn't that a little bit like a cut above those kind of movies? Yeah. Waiting, sort of?
Yeah, sure. Okay, Waiting works, yeah.
Van Wilder?
Party Liaison.
Yeah, absolutely. All these classic films. Yeah. Did you see Jake Gyllenhaal said that Ryan Reynolds should have got a Best Actor nod for Deadpool?
No, I didn't say that.
Do you think that's true? He should have got a Best Actor nod?
No.
I mean, he did a good job, didn't he? But do you think it was a stretch?
No.
I mean, the effort for him to get this film made, that deserves an award in itself.
Totally, absolutely.
Yeah. A real pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
A Hollywood pat on the back, but... Daniel Day-Lewis probably, I don't know, learned how to sew or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But was he in a film this year? Probably not. Or was he taking a year being a regular working man?
Yeah, he's working in a coal mine now.
He probably is.
He's the canary in a coal mine.
Oh, good. Mm. Anyway, Every Which Way But Loose.
That's what he says in his coal mine.
He's, Every Which Way But Loose is...
I'm overcome with fumes. That's what he'd say.
There was a movie from 1978 where Clint Eastwood and an orangutan travel the country... And he's a roadside boxer, but the orangutan...
Clint Eastwood is.
But the orangutan can also box.
Yeah, good.
And they get into all sorts of scuffs.
Great.
And it had a sequel called Every Which Way You Can.
Any Which Way You Can,
And they're both great.
I bet.
They're both about... Anyway, what are we at the point where they're just grabbing anything?
Yeah.
Like, who remembers that movie, really? Or like, who's calling for, like, I'd love to see that again?
But that's the point. Nobody alive...
Okay, it's just me, is it?
Nobody in like a generation of young people has seen it.
I shouldn't have seen it though either. Like I'm not that old. I don't know why I know what it is, but yeah. So you think that's why?
So I think it's just ripe for a re.
Okay.
People love monkeys. People love roadside boxing attractions.
I think they should just remake it as something else. Just call it Monkey Punch. People would see it then.
Yeah.
Let's just look. I don't know, mate. I'm not a bloody.
How about this? All female, Any Which Way But Loose.
So the monkeys are monkeys female.
Monkeys female.
The Clint Eastwood is a female.
Meryl Streep.
As the monkey or the
both.
Clint Eastwood? Okay, she can
she
do
is,
it.
She is herself and she also puts on the mocap and she's the monkey.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Then finally somebody will get an Oscar nomination for the...
That's true. If Meryl Streep played a monkey, they'd give it to her. Exactly. They absolutely would. Mason, are you aware of the status of the Flash movie? I can run you through a breakdown of what's been happening with this before we get to the latest bit of news.
Is it a disaster so far?
It's an absolute disaster.
Great. Oh, there's been a whole bunch of director changes.
Yes,
we've discussed this, but I cannot remember
it. We have, but I'm happy to go through.
Well, please
let's
do.
I have to do a bit of a run-up to get
every
to where
episode
we are.
Of The Weekly Planet is somebody's first episode of The Weekly Planet.
Including yours, because you mostly forget what happened the
Correct.
Week before.
Correct, okay. Yes.
So, Phil Lord and Chris Miller...
Every single episode I sit in the wrong spot and we have to adjust the microphone.
But every week that microphone kind of falls down. And I have to fix it.
That's true.
That's not your fault entirely, Mason. I don't blame you.
Oh, no, I smeared it in butter.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
You're buttering up my microphones. I don't like it, mate. So Phil Lord and Chris Miller, they wrote the script. They directed Jump Street, Lego Movie. They're doing the Han Solo movie.
Okay.
Warner Brothers wanted them to come on board as directors, but they dropped out to, previous commitments or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Presumably the Han Solo movie, which is starting in March, right? You're going to pick a Star Wars movie over a DC movie, I'd imagine. Absolutely are, yeah. Especially in this current climate, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Seth Graham Smith came on board, but then...
Three names, serial killer.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe you. Mm-hmm. I don't have any examples off the top of my head.
All right, bloody... just killers generally.
Manson. What's his name?
No.
Well, he didn't kill anyone, did he? Other
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep. He's not a serial killer.
Yeah, no, but he's a killer.
Maybe he didn't do it also, Mason.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conspiracize.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, he's a killer.
Serial killer.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Tony.
That's three different guys.
Is it?
Aren't they all called Tony?
Yeah, but it's different spellings.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, well, they're all foolproof examples.
So anyway, this serial killer's directing a movie.
Seth Graham Smith, he came on board, but he dropped out due to our creative differences.
Okay.
And people were like, well, that's not good, but...
How about if he didn't run?
Well, I don't know, like, what's the reason for him dropping... Like, we don't know the specific reason. Maybe his reason was dumb. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember they talked about... There was one of the people who came on board for Wonder Woman wanted her to have a talking tiger as a sidekick. And I think Warner Brothers put their foot down and went... No, we're not doing that.
What is happening? I was just thinking about it the other day because the last attempt at Wonder Woman was that TV series with Adrian Padalecki Wonder Woman.
You and saw the pilot for that,
didn't
you?
I did, yeah. It was mostly finished. And I think we've talked about it before, but briefly, she's got three identities for no reason, right? She's Wonder Woman, she's Diana Prince, head of a huge multinational corporation.
Yep.
But she's also a regular girl.
She's her own secretary
got like a mansion where she's Diana Prince and a skyscraper or whatever. But she's also got a little apartment where she puts on like... Track pants and jammy jams and a hoodie and just sits on the couch eating ice cream. Because she's just a regular girl as well as being a CEO and a superhero because women could do anything.
That's too much going on there.
There's too much going on.
They wanted to Clark Kent it. That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, right?
Just do the Clark Kent thing then.
Yeah.
You don't have to do... Anyway, yeah. Whatever.
Just give her a friend. Yeah. That's what she didn't have. She didn't have a friend.
She was her own friend.
Yeah.
She was her own sad sidekick or whatever.
Right?
Great.
God.
Anyway, don't worry though, Mason, because the Wonder Woman movie is probably going to be fine or a disaster, depending on who you talk to.
Uh-huh.
So after he dropped out, Rick Afamua,
Rick Afamua.
That's him. Three names. Oh no. Mm-hmm. No, that's not. That's two names. He was slated to direct. So everyone's like, great, back on board. Cause directors leave.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Reed had to step in for Ant-Man when Edgar Wright left.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg was going to do Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
but he couldn't because of Writers Guild. I can't remember why.
So
Directors Guild.
The two examples you've given are from a while ago, and also
one's 2 years ago, one was 30 years ago.
Sure. Yes. And both of those had one replacement, not a whole bunch of replacements.
Correct. That's right. So Rick Famuyiwa, he dropped out again for creative reasons. By the way, this was supposed to start shooting in January.
Yep.
As in the month we are currently in.
That we're nearly at the end of.
Yeah. It hasn't. And now The Flash is currently without a director, but Warner Brothers have brought in Joby Harold to do a page one rewrite.
That sounds bad.
Boy, does it.
Now, that doesn't mean, oh, just page one is no good, but everything else is fine. It's not like, we need a page 50 rewrite. It's just page 50.
Yeah.
Change the position of that full stop and then it's fine. So a page one rewrite is rewrite the whole thing from scratch.
Correct. Mm. From page one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's not good.
Now, is that official?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, actually, Variety said it. And Variety aren't like, they're not some bullshit website. Like, when Variety say something, it generally means...
They're not like the Weekly Planet podcast.
Correct. They have some idea what they're doing.
Okay.
So, by the way, this movie will be... It's fully cast. Everyone's waiting to do it.
Right.
They got Billy Crudup as Barry Allen's dad. Obviously, what's his name? Ezra Miller.
Yep.
Who else is
in? Unless he goes trekking off in the Andes or hiking Machu Picchu or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, you know
he's a man of the world, Mason. That's you can't pin him down. Mm. But
he's decided to just make some homebrew. He's just decided to make some small batch ales.
He was great.
It's not going to be an accurate
He was
anymore.
Great at bloody, where he had the bowl cut.
Oh,
the
sure.
Harry Potter one.
Fantastic
or whatever.
Base,
yeah, he
yes.
was good in that.
We are losing our words, right?
We absolutely
We can't
are.
Remember
it's
the
so
titles of anything.
It's so fucking hot in this room,
That's
though.
Probably
it's
the
a
reason,
1,000
yeah.
degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this has got a release date of March 2018. Good luck.
Yeah, right?
That's not going to happen.
No.
What is going on here? Like, I feel like if you've got a Phil Lord and Chris Miller script, they wrote Jump Street and the Jump Street movies and the Lego movies.
Everybody loved the Lego movies.
It's probably a good script.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if it's not, it's probably okay at worst.
Right, exactly.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I do.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm just going to quickly check out who this guy... I'm not saying this guy's a bad writer,
uh-huh.
but it's so late in the day.
People love Jump Street.
People love it.
Those were great.
That's right. He wrote Awake, which I am not familiar with.
Okay.
He's writing Robin Hood Origins, Robin Hood Origins movie.
Another one?
Yeah. It's the one with the Taron Egerton, the kid from Kingsman.
Great.
And he's also doing that Guy Ritchie King Arthur movie, which looks terrible.
Huh.
But again, it's probably not his fault if it's terrible. If they're like, write a Guy Ritchie King Arthur movie, or just write a King Arthur movie. How do you make that good?
Yeah.
You don't. It's not going to be a good movie. No. Anyway... Maybe they should just bring the TV universe, weasel it into the cinematic universe. So they can't because Justice League is obviously happening, and Ezra Miller's in that. Also, yeah. This is apparently going to be, or maybe it's not now. It was supposed to be a sequel to Justice League and not an origin. I hope they don't make it an origin.
Yeah, I'm sick of origins.
Yeah, and we've seen it.
We've literally seen it like 2 years ago. Yeah,
and you know the Flash TV show. I don't really keep up to date with it, but it's doing a pretty solid job of getting that. You know, it did a solid job of getting that going. Anyway, good luck. You fucked it up, though. It's not going to work.
Suit still looks great, though.
They'll have to push it back another year.
Yeah.
They'll have to, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Suicide Squad took like 6 weeks to write.
Uh-huh.
And that apparently is a very short turnaround. I wouldn't know. I've never written anything. I just criticize. That's how I live my life.
Feels good, though, right?
Boy, does it. It's nice up here. At my... What's the word?
Oh, and your...
High horse?
High horse, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vantage Point.
Vantage Point, very good.
And my stack of Vantage Point DVDs, which I bought. You familiar with that movie? I feel like Matthew Fox is probably in it. I don't know.
Oh, sure. Him or Scott Wolf.
Sure, yeah.
One of the...
Party of Five.
Yeah. I was going to say one of the animals in the Wilderness Brothers.
Sure, okay. David Ayer actually talked about Suicide Squad this week. Got a quote here.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
He said, "I wish I had a time machine." Mm-hmm. It's not a good start, but...
So I could go back and kill Hitler. Who's with me?
No, he didn't want to do that.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
He wants to make the main...
Just to be clear, David Ayer, you've ruined your chance here. This is what you're going to do? This is what you're going to do with the time machine?
Yeah.
You're not going to go back and kill Hitler?
Nah.
Wow, poor form, mate, all right?
He's going to make the Joker the main villain and of the Suicide Squad and engineer a more grounded story. He wants to take the good and the bad and learn from it for his next project because he loves movies and he loves DC. He talks about how he's a high school dropout and he used to paint houses for a living and he's lucky to have the job that he has and he wants to give these characters stories and plots they deserve next time. And then he said, also, there's not a bunch of hidden Joker scenes on the cutting room floor. Disagree.
Yeah, there's...
there's a bunch of that stuff in the trailer.
Yeah,
and I can understand that, but he also talks about how that... Like, he put together the best move that he could, and then people were like, this sucks and you suck, or whatever.
Right.
Like, that's tough, man. Like, I didn't hate it. I've only seen it once. I'm not looking forward to watching it again in case I really hate it.
Sure,
I just want
yeah.
to keep that in my mind and be like, yeah, what's up, Spider? It's okay. I didn't hate it. So, yeah, he's doing the Harley Quinn movie next, the Gotham City Sirens. So, do you reckon he'll make the Joker the villain in that instead?
Oh.
Give Jared Leto the chance that he deserves.
Ooh. If Leto wants back in.
Mason, yes. This is... Okay. We got to talk about Resident Evil.
The final chapter.
That's where we're at this week.
Yep.
Do you mind if we do full spoilers like we did for Xander Cage last week?
No, let's do it.
So we went and saw Resident Evil, the final chapter. They thought they could bribe us with bottles of water and
ice cream.
And vanilla ice creams.
Yep.
I've never seen
that before.
Really?
At a movie media thing.
Yeah.
Free ice creams.
Yeah, it's normally like, what is it? It's like a really old popcorn and a drink.
Yeah, and drinks that they've just taken out of the... Out of the truck,
yeah.
So they're warm.
Yeah, yeah.
You want this warm Coke?
Mm.
Will that engender positive feelings for whatever?
Whatever. Yeah. We're making more of an effort to see anything this year, aren't we, Mason?
Yeah, I think so. We agreed on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But somebody tweeted at me, and I'm sorry, I don't have your name in front of you, but they said that they called it the best Resident Evil movie that there's been.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's true. Like, I've seen most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the best one?
It's the loudest one. That's another way they attempted to trick us. When we went into the cinema.
It's so loud.
By the way,
full spoilers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's not that many spoilers.
No, it's a Resident
thing.
Evil movie.
Yeah.
And there's not really any plot till the last like 15 minutes anyway.
Yeah. It's just them trekking.
Yeah, it's trekking. You know what it's trying to be? It thinks it's Mad Max Fury Road.
That's what it
absolutely does. Oh, Mason, what do you think the story was?
Oh, all right.
Gotcha, Mason.
Mila Jovovich is in a world full of zombies.
Yes. They do. There's like a 5 minute recap at the start, isn't there, of the all the films?
Yes. That's yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So this one, what is it? She has to get to release, just to get to the original Resident Evil movie.
She has, yeah, she has to go back to Raccoon City.
Yeah.
Which is the location of the first two Resident Evil films, I think.
Yeah. And but specifically the bunker from the first one.
And in the bunker, there is a T-virus anti. So in the Resident Evil universe, everybody's turned into a zombie because of this thing called the T-virus.
There's 5,000 people left on Earth.
Yep.
They specifically say that.
Yeah.
And they run into a bunch of them.
And there's a weird timer set up. They're like, you've got 48 hours to save the world or else everybody's literally going to die at the stroke of the night.
Yeah, but the way they explain that later is that the forces of Umbrella are going out and killing the settlements.
Okay.
But I don't. That's very specific,
isn't it? Though,
yeah.
Mm.
So she has to release the virus before Umbrella kills everybody.
Oh yes, okay. So inexplicably, there has always been an antivirus that could have saved everybody.
Yeah.
In the original Resident Evil Raccoon City facility.
Yeah.
And so she has to go back to get that, and it's airborne. All she has to do is release it above ground, and it will go around the world and say and destroy all the zombies.
Or will it?
Well,
yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. I should point out that Resident Evil has just passed 1 billion worldwide.
Huh.
The sum total of the franchise.
Oh, right. Okay, not this
just
one.
Just to be clear.
Whew.
Yeah. You were going to kill yourself, weren't you?
I was certainly going to have to reevaluate some aspects of my life and the universe, yes.
But this movie has already made its money back because, as we talked about it, it's only got like a budget of 50 million. I think it's $40 million.
$40 million, yeah.
And before it even came out here, it made like 35 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I mean, you have to double your budget to whatever,
uh-huh.
but it's not going to make less than that, you know,
that's true,
in the rest of the world.
Mm.
So this is why they keep making these. I will say this. There are certain elements of this that make it look like a more expensive movie than it is.
It's loud.
Yes. But there is, like, you know, there's shots of, like, decaying cities.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And some of them, there's a giant bat monster at the start, which looks okay from a distance.
Yeah, until you see the face close up. Yeah,
and then mm-hmm. it's kind of no good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's... There's so many jump scares in this movie. I think I owe Xander Cage an apology.
Because
I kicked that movie last week. Mm-hmm. But at least it was fun. This is just dreary and nonsense and strobing and noise.
It's non-stop jump scares for about 20 minutes. First 20 is just a really loud whoop, and then...
But it's not just like a monster screaming. It's just like shrieking metal. It's guns like... clicking. There's an explosion at the start where she kills the giant bat creature, and the explosion is softer than the creature's scream.
Uh-huh.
And she uses a mine to explode it or whatever. Like, it's... Uh-huh. I don't know whether it was just the cinema the way in, but I was like, this is too loud.
Do you think this is the point at which we got old?
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Because, you know, if it is too loud, you are too old.
Oh, well, that's probably true. Yeah.
Like we flicked over 2017. 2017 is the year of us complaining and telling kids to get off our lawn.
Absolutely. So what else? What else?
She's got a ragtag team of friends.
One of them's Ruby Rose, who was also in Xander Cage. That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of kept that quiet, didn't they?
Yep.
That she was in this.
Yep.
But they're all kind of interchangeable. And the bit where they go into the facility... And they all start getting picked off, but I don't know who any of them are.
Yeah.
So it was
a ragtag
left.
Team very similar to all the previous ragtag teams.
Yeah, absolutely,
teams.
Yeah.
Like, we had in 2 and 3, I think we had Oded Fehr, you know, from The Mummy as...
Yeah.
And we have a very much an Oded Fehr...
Type
character in this. Claire Redfield is back.
She's back.
That woman from Heroes.
Yes, that woman from Heroes is back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that... Yes. So she has to make her way to Raccoon City
mm-hmm.
because the little red girl tells her, the little red hologram girl, has turned good, Mason.
Ooh.
And she said, and it's her prerogative to stop Umbrella Corporation now, but she can't stop it because she's programmed not to.
Mm-hmm.
But she can tell Alice to do it.
Yes.
Because as they specify at the start of this movie, the Red Queen girl is based off the memories and appearance of the... daughter of a scientist who invented the T-virus to help her.
She had some sort of disease.
She had an aging disease.
She has progeria.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So she got better, allegedly. Mm-hmm. She didn't. She comes back later as an old Mila Djokovic. But also, there's a file that got uploaded there, which means that... Oh, it's so hot in here. That means that she has to stop the world from being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's right. Because the people who, all the rich people, the 1%ers have been frozen underground. Mm-hmm. And then when the world has been destroyed, biblical style, they're going to come out. And then the world will be cleansed and whatever.
I mean, it'll be a bit messy.
Yeah, just a bit.
There doesn't appear to be any kind of situation. There didn't seem to be any kind of infrastructure in place.
No.
To like sweep the billions of dead bodies off the streets and clear up all the rubble of literally every building in every city that's been knocked over. There's no system in place. I wouldn't want to live in that world.
Also, I guess it's not a desert world anymore, because in the third one, the world was a desert world.
Yes, it was.
And the fourth one, they went to a forest and a ship.
Yep.
The fifth one I didn't see, but I think I read the synopsis before and there was ice.
Yep.
So there's still ice.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just a Mad Max world.
Yeah, it is.
And so Alice gets captured by whoever the bad guy is. It's Jorah Mormont from Game of Thrones. Let's call him Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he's going to drag her across the city,
yep.
across the wasteland to the facility she wants to go to anyway for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have her magic powers.
Yes.
I don't know why. Is this making any sense?
Yes, to me it is.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, don't say it.
Because, that certainly makes sense. Yeah. Because in the original she was just kind of quick... A little bit.
Yeah.
And then the second one, she'd been affected by the T-virus.
In a positive way.
But in a classic Blade kind of situation in these kind of movies, she's the one person that is affected by it, but only in the good way.
Yeah.
And she became superhumanly fast and strong and had a Wolverine-style healing factor.
And then in one of them that she got it taken away.
Well, after that, she got telekinetic abilities.
Okay.
And then after that, she got telekinetic abilities and like 100 clones of herself.
Yes.
It became her army. And then they were all killed and then she was ambushed and they took away her telekinetic abilities.
But at the end of the last one, Wesker gave it back to her.
Yep.
But it was a trick.
But it turned out it was just a trick. Yeah. Which, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know how that was achieved. I guess they went at the end of the last one, they're like, okay, well, we need to give her an edge. Let's give her her powers back.
And it must have been a temporary...
But that's the thing, like... But in this one, Wesker, who's the secondary bad guy, was like, we pretended to give her her powers back. So I can only imagine they tricked her with some sort of magic lantern silhouette show kind of thing. Or some, like garbage cans on strings. And they were like, she's using the powers, lift the garbage cans.
Look at her go, wow.
Yeah.
You're doing it, Alice.
So now she's more or less regular, except she's super fast and strong.
And can do anything.
And can do anything and whatever. Again, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they've got two Mad Max cars, and they're dragging Game of Thrones is dragging her across the country. She's tied out the back, she's got her wrists tied, uh-huh. and they've got a rope, and they're dragging a horde of zombies.
Yeah, so they've got... What we can only assume are tens of thousands of zombies all following the fresh meat. I thought that was kind of a fun...
Yeah, me too.
It was a fun visual.
That's the thing, there are elements in this movie where I'm like, oh, that could be something if this was in a better movie.
Yeah. But also, you know what? Put her in a little cart.
Yeah. I guess the idea is to make them run. But also, there's bits where the zombies could catch up to you also.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really clear like how far... Like, were they trying to keep the people alive or running behind it?
I think so for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they had a whole bunch of reserve
people,
members in the back to be used
as bait. And Game of Thrones is really religious.
He's become an insane sort of religious apocalypse predictor.
Nut.
Or apocalypse maker happener.
Also, he's a clone.
Yeah, he's also a clone.
We'll
get
to that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, man. Is there a fight sequence in this that isn't a nightmare?
I thought some of the hand-to-hand stuff on the roof of the tanks was quite
okay,
good.
Sure. I guess also because that's bright, because a lot of the fight scenes are in a strobing room, and it cuts very quickly, so you can't really tell what's going on and who's hitting who. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll pay that. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Like, I think Mila Djokovic, is that her name?
I'm saying Jovovich.
Jovovich. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the tennis player.
You're thinking of Djokovic, yeah.
I am. Uh-huh. I think she's... good in the role for what it is. Uh-huh. I think she's done a solid job over these 15 movies.
Right.
You know, but what do you do? What do you do with it? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
you stare down the barrel of the camera. You say, my name is Alice. Something, something, something. And I'm going to keep fighting for justice in this world. That's something.
That's exactly what it is. Okay, so there are some revelations in the last few minutes, the last 15 or so minutes. Alice gets there, and then it's revealed that the Red Queen, the hologram Red Girl, is actually based off Alice as a child.
Yes.
And the original Alice, that she didn't, the disease didn't get cured, and she got old. So there's what Game of Thrones refers to as a trinity of bitches. Do you remember that?
Very, very rude. Don't care for that at all.
Because there's a bit where the Red Queen, original Alice, yes, who's an old lady, and the Alice we know from the movies are in the one room.
Yes.
And they're talking about how we have to stop the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. It's done, but, you know, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. You know, we have to stop whatever's happening. And so the Alice that's been in these movies is not the original Alice.
She is a clone.
She's a clone, which I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But who cares, though? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's true, yeah.
And didn't you also say that it was established that she wasn't a clone in one of the earlier ones?
I thought that initially, but no. So in the first movie,
yeah,
she doesn't have any memories.
Yeah.
She's lost her memories, but she is part of the Umbrella Corporation research team where she is pretending to be in a couple with like a guy.
Another bloke, yeah.
So that's that. I thought that was an actual relationship. Oh, like, I remember that being an actual relationship, but it isn't. She just has... That was her job for a while.
Yeah.
And then she's lost her memory. So she actually doesn't know what happened.
Okay, fair enough.
But the actual revelation is that she never had any memories.
Resident Evil revelations, Mason.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are we doing here?
What are we
doing here? So I kind of liked that and explained why, yeah, she didn't have memories and whatever. I mean, I would also like it more if I kind of remembered what happened in any of these movies, which I don't. I feel like if you are going to see this, if you're a fan of the series, maybe watch the first one before because it's the one it ties into the most.
Yeah,
they visit the same facility and there's the same laser hallway, which, by the way, disappointing laser hallway sequence.
Was a little, wasn't
Remember in the first one, it's literally the same hallway. In the first one, it like crisscrosses through somebody and they fall apart in little cubes or whatever. There's none of that.
Yeah.
Alice loses a couple of fingers.
Yeah, right.
Who cares, mate?
Exactly. Who
More
cares?
Laser hallways.
Yeah, that fight was very disappointing. It's her versus
Game of Thrones. Yeah,
and,
the real Game of Thrones.
So not the clone Game of Thrones that we see throughout most of the movie.
Game of Clones.
Yes.
Okay.
So not Game of Clones, but original Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Who has been in suspended animation?
Yes.
Under the umbrella
this
facility.
Entire time, but he also knew exactly what was going on. So I guess he wakes up every now and then and just kind of checks in to see what's happening.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's also hundreds of thousands of rich people frozen under there as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but he also has some kind of nanotechnology where he can predict what's going to happen.
Now, that's
in a fight.
Blast from the past.
Boy,
remember
is
when
it.
Movies from the early 2000s, it was just nanotechnology.
Well, he was
out
frozen
the
in the early 2000s, wasn't
that's
he?
True, yeah.
So, of course, he's got nanotechnology. So, in the last one,
it's like, man, is Little Britain still going? No, mate.
In the last one, Wesker had like the T-virus ability where he could get speared through the head and he'd grow back or whatever. But in this one, he gets his foot trapped in the door. And he dies? Like, does he not have his healing abilities? Maybe that was taken out in the last movie.
That's right, because his whole head came open.
His whole head came open, Mason. You're right. I think he got a shard of glass kicked into it or something.
Yes, he did,
From memory? I couldn't tell you.
Mm.
So maybe he got the virus taken out of him.
Wesker, what a one-dimensional cliche of a character.
I know, right?
There's no...
Because he kind of looks like Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
I cannot tell if he's playing that for laughs or not.
He must
like maybe
be.
If I played the video games more, I'd be like, "Oh, this is
that is I've played the games with that is Wesker."
But is
pretty
it
much,
is,
more or less.
Is the version in the movie is the version in the video games rather? Is he kind of earnestly like that?
I would say so.
But is he kind because you know on the Flash TV series we had Captain Cold played by Wentworth Miller, who's just like unabashedly an asshole.
Yeah, sure.
And he's like, I love being an asshole.
I love being Captain Cold. Yeah.
Is Wesker like that? Does he love being a bad guy?
Yeah, a little bit. Look, I don't really remember. I like some of the games, but I don't really remember the story. I remember 4 reasonably well, but it's not kind of on the main Resident Evil path.
Yeah.
It's kind of like almost a side story.
I get it.
Oh, by the way, when I said a trinity of bitches before, that wasn't something I said. That's something Game of Thrones says.
Well, it's something you do commonly say, but not on this podcast. It's
That's
just a
true.
Coincidence that it also happened.
Yeah, I do have that T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Wesker has this nanotechnology, which means Alice puts a...
Wait, you mean Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, sorry. Game of Thrones has a gets a grenade put in his pocket and it blows a hole in his side and presumably his heart.
Yes.
But then he regenerates.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, Game of Clones stabs him to death and he dies.
Yes, right.
I guess.
No, I don't think he had the regenerative ability. I think he'd been enhanced, like he was faster and stronger.
Oh, okay,
right. I think the grenade was going to do him in.
Yeah.
I think that's too far. But also, that is a dangerous game, because in the final... Okay, so Game of Thrones, in this movie, he's been given some sort of neural net technology system where he can... He's got
the equilibrium skills.
Yeah, it's way too overdone at this point. Yeah. He's got the powers of Midnighter. He's got the powers of...
Yeah.
Basically, he runs a million fight scenarios in his head.
Yeah.
He's got Sherlock Holmes from the Sherlock Holmes
that's
movie.
That's exactly what
he's
got.
He runs a million fight scenarios in his head, so if you go to fight him physically, you can't, because he'll do judo. He'll do judo on you and he'll hit you with a bottle of champagne or whatever.
Yeah.
And so...
That's right, there's champagne in this.
So in the final battle sequence in the laser hallway, she goes to fight him and he thumps her a whole bunch. And he's got the only sample of the antivirus on him.
In his pocket.
And she puts she outfoxes him by putting a grenade that we don't know. Do we see her?
I think so.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Doesn't she grab it from the facility at the start?
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Who cares?
Okay, that's fine. Go on. Anyway, she puts a grenade in his jacket pocket. That's a dangerous game.
It's so dangerous.
That's the one vial that will save the remaining 5,000 people.
Because you can break the vial, but you have to do it above ground.
If you do it underground, it's useless.
What's the point, Mason? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess you would then be infected with that, and then you could... Oh, no, because that's going to kill... She thinks it's going to kill her, isn't it? Because the T-virus, because that's the ultimate sacrifice. Because she's got the T-virus in her, except she doesn't anymore.
Right,
I don't know why anyone would think that was going to kill her, because they took it out of her. Anyway, the grenade goes off and then she takes the thing from the pocket and then she goes to the surface and just as she's about
to break it,
he appears from behind her and catches it. Some people behind us gasped. What are you doing?
Yeah. Look, they've just been overwhelmed by jump scares.
Sure. But then Game of Clones turns up and stabs himself to death because he's religious.
Yeah, because he's like, you can't be the real guy, I'm the real guy.
You know what? If Game of Thrones was smart, he would have gone, oh no, I'm the clone, you're the real guy.
Don't tell him. Yeah, right.
He's not going to take... He's missing a hand. Yeah. So he's just run across the countryside. He's very upset. Mm-hmm. He's a bit sweaty.
Yep.
Don't tell him that.
There were a whole bunch of points where people... You know why those people jump scared?
Why?
Were jump scared by people appearing? It's because, like, Game of Thrones just showed up.
Yeah.
He'd just been in a scenario where there's tens of thousands of zombies chasing him.
Yeah.
And then he just shows up.
Yeah, and they're not really that close to him.
Right?
Yeah. He's like, missing a hand, he's a good half a K ahead.
Yeah.
And he was about 20 metres ahead.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. God, good on him, mate.
Anyway, great film.
What a good film.
I disagree.
And then she drops the T-virus and all the zombies instantly die.
Yes.
Like, it's not like they have to breathe it in, it's just... That's actually not a bad effect when all the zombies fall down. It's a pretty good effect. And then Alice doesn't die. And they're like, oh, by the way, it's not the final one. They threaten a sequel.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, well, the virus last time when it spread, it went in planes and trains and automobiles.
Mm.
This time, it's going to slowly creep across the world.
So I've still got some work. Spike the camera. Yeah. I've still got some work to do.
And then,
but you don't. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait. And also, there's three giant bats that come after her.
Yeah, that's
true.
Who's
making the giant bats? Who's making the giant bats?
I always thought that was just some sort of weird mutation evolution kind of
thing. Okay, because they've got because they throw in a Resident Evil bioweapon.
Yep.
Which is like a weird... Oh, they have weird dogs as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They got weird dogs and... I don't know, whatever. Anyway, more like Resi Don't Evil, Mason.
Nice.
Got him. Worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Garbage.
More like Resident...
Weevil.
Weevil, Keevil, Devil. Yeah, I'm just... Keevil, Keevil. Resident Peevil?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Resident Peevil.
Yeah. I'm not going through the rest of the alphabet.
You got to pee. You're pretty close.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the best.
What about Resident Queefle?
Oh, pretty good. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it, if I'm honest.
You should be.
Was it worth it to see this movie so I could say Resident Queefle?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you why it was worth it for me.
Yeah.
Because immediately after the movie, you left to do your own thing.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I went into the city to get the tram home. I ran into a friend of mine who was heading in the opposite direction.
Great.
And no, there's more to the story. But basically, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go this way. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go this way. But while we're having this conversation, we're standing like in the middle of a crosswalk.
Yeah.
For like, I reckon maybe no more than 1 second.
Yeah.
We're there. And then we go to move out of the way. And there's a guy. He's like a short guy. He's kind of bald and kind of like late middle age. And he's wearing all black. He's like black and a black jeans and like a black bowling shirt on.
Right.
And behind him is like 4 really big versions of him. Like they're all in black and they're all real tall and they got like...
What are we looking at here? What is this?
But that... Well, here's the thing. And then... So we're in front of this one dude for like 1 second.
Yeah.
And he goes... He gets this expression, like this enraged expression on his face, and he gives it one of these like the... You know, the hands in front of him.
Sure, yeah.
Like palms up, like...
Exasperated.
Doesn't say anything, but he's like... Like gives us like, what are you doing inconveniencing me for 1 second? This
Shut
guy
up,
was incredibly
asshole.
Angry.
Yeah.
We move just so we can get past, and we look back and we're like, that's Angry Anderson.
He's a tiny man, isn't
yeah,
he? That's Angry Anderson. He's in... Well, he's a musician.
He's part of
Mad Max 3.
Yeah, he's part of famous Australian pub rock band Rose Tattoo.
Look up Angry Anderson AFL Grand Final. We've talked about it before on the show.
Yeah.
In 1991 or 2, I want to say, he came out in a blue Batmobile at the Australian at the AFL Grand Final, and then he sung, what was it?
Probably Up There, Kazali.
No, it was either Working... It wasn't Working Class Man. It was... Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory.
He sung Bound for Glory,
yeah.
And it's notoriously one of the dumbest things that's ever happened.
Anyway, this is a bad movie-going experience, but Angry Anderson got angry at me in the immediate aftermath, so I feel...
So he was flanked by bodyguards?
Maybe
or
it's just
his
big
mates?
Maybe it's just his big mates, I don't know.
Shut up, Angry Anderson.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I say to him.
Well, I say to him, sorry for getting in your way.
I say, fuck you, Angry Anderson,
Whoa.
Walk around, you're not that important, mate. In your face.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I think so.
I'm glad you met Angry Anderson.
Me too. That's the perfect Angry Anderson interaction, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was he? Were you like, what a dickhead? Or were you like, oh, fair enough?
It was like 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he's a dickhead.
But at the same time, we were thrilled.
I bet.
Celebrity interaction.
No doubt. Mason, do you mind if I quickly talk about Split? Because I saw Split this week.
Okay, so Split is the Ewan McGregor film.
No, James McAvoy.
There we go. Whatever. I thought I had a piece of information there to
you
convey.
You don't.
It's James McAvoy, because he looks like
Ewan
McGregor in Trainspotting, I feel. He's got that manic look.
He does, yeah.
So the premise of this movie is he has multiple personalities.
23 personalities.
Okay.
I'm going to spoil Split.
Okay.
I'll time code it down the bottom if you haven't seen it. Yeah. It's an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Now, are you going to spoil this because it's so good?
Well, I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay.
Because I didn't mind it, but the twist means nothing to me. But I didn't. I think it's an okay film in general. If you're a massive M. Night Shyamalan fan, you'll get a huge kick out of the ending.
How do you feel it portrays people with multiple personalities?
Oh, just nails it. Very tasteful.
Great.
But it's also set in a universe which is not our own.
Okay.
Which I'll explain.
Oh.
Okay. So basically, what do you think the story was? No, you don't have to tell
us. Right.
What do you think the story was, though?
He's got 23 personalities.
Yes.
But then another one emerges and tries to kill everyone?
Yes, one emerges, and some are more dominant than the others. What he's doing, he kidnaps some girls.
Now, do you actually see legit 23 personalities?
Yes, and he does a really good job.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, he conveys them really well. Look, it doesn't paint the perfect picture of mental health.
Is one of them like a doctor with a clipboard, and one's a construction worker? And one's a nerd with taped together glasses.
I thought you were doing the Village People for a second.
One's a biker leather man for some reason.
No, they're just like, one's like a soft-spoken lady. One's like a flamboyant kind of designer. One's like a, I don't know.
One's angry at people that walk past him.
One's got like OCD, like severe OCD.
You were
going
to say one of them has gloves.
One of them wears gloves. One of them does wear gloves.
Hands.
Yeah, one of them does
one
wear
of them,
gloves.
His personality is he has gloves.
Yeah. So they kidnap... Well, one of his personalities kidnap these 3 girls so they can sacrifice them to the Beast.
Yep.
Which is this, which is his 24th personality, which is this monster which resides within him. And the psychiatrist who he's going to see maintains that the Beast isn't real and you don't need to worry about it. Like, because he keeps visiting the psychiatrist. One of his personalities keeps emailing the psychiatrist and being like, something's up, you need to come and see me. But then these other personalities go in and go, no, we're cool, we're fine.
Okay.
And she knows that he has 23 personalities and he's aware that he has 23 personalities.
Okay.
So everybody knows the situation.
Sure, right.
But it's...
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is there a 25th personality?
No, it's 20. So the 20... But also they physically change.
Okay.
So like the one who, one of them is insulin dependent, diabetic.
Okay.
But other, the other ones aren't.
Right, okay.
Like there's a kid who just eats candy and whatever. Maybe that's why he's insulin dependent.
Sure, yeah.
But they're completely separate, like biologically, which is kind of interesting because, Mason, it's not set in our world. And I'll explain that.
Right, okay.
So at the end, the beast comes out. Yes. It's James McAvoy, except he can like crawl on walls because he's incredibly strong and he can like crawl across a ceiling and whatever. Because he's bulletproof. The girl shoots him point blank with a shotgun, and they sting him.
Now, is this climbing on the walls and bulletproof nature?
Yeah.
Is this before the reveal? Like, is this before?
Well, it's kind of implied that his body changes.
Okay.
But you don't, and then you also see a woman. He kills a psychiatrist, but she breaks a knife off on him.
Okay.
She goes to stab him, and he's got like tough skin.
Okay.
So anyway, the girl gets away. She tries to put him down with a shotgun, and then he sees that she's also been abused. So he walks away. He goes, "Oh, I'm only after the people who are kind of, I can't remember the term he used exactly, but he likes to get people who haven't had anything happen to them."
Okay, sure.
So that's what the beast likes to do, and the beast runs off into the night.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
yes,
I'm like, I've heard there's a twist. I'm like, where's this going? Because it's kind of wrapping up.
Well, it's
up.
An M. Night Shyamalan movie. There'd better be a twist.
Correct.
So I think he feels compelled to put in a twist.
Definitely.
He can't just make a movie.
He can't just make a movie anymore. But so you see a diner at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about this guy who kidnapped these girls and whatever. And actually, the main girl does a really good job because she's also going through some of her own psychological problems, and that gets kind of unraveled as the movie does.
Uh-huh.
So like that, she does, she's from The Witch. I don't know if you've seen The Witch.
Apparently, no, I'm aware
really,
of it.
Yeah,
yes.
Apparently it's great. And she's
I'm aware of movies.
Good. She's really good in it. But and so is James McAvoy and or Ewan McGregor. They're both great, mm-hmm, yeah, aren't they? Whatever they do.
You can't rule out that he doesn't have another personality.
That's Ewan McGregor. So they're in this diner and someone's watching on TV that there's this guy who's loose, who's got 24 personalities and he's a madman and he's a villain or whatever. And then one of the people in there says, "Oh, this is just like that thing that happened 15 years ago. What's his name? That guy who went mad, the supervillain." And then you see Bruce Willis and he goes, "Mr. Glass. This movie is set in the Unbreakable universe."
What?
It's an Unbreakable sequel.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's incredible.
So that's why he's bulletproof. And it's a superhero world, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
Do you care about... Because I know... Are you even like Unbreakable?
I don't like Unbreakable.
Well, that's
no.
why I thought... I want to know what your take on it was.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
But there's no other... There's no other people with superpowers.
Well, Bruce Willis, I guess.
Bruce Willis and
this
McAvoy.
Guy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're very specific to this universe. They're not like capes and flying and whatever.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
biological and anomalies, kind
yeah,
of,
right.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. That's... So we might be getting kind of more Unbreakable. But I feel like I've only seen Unbreakable in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
So you broke it up.
That's right.
So this movie's twist relies on you having a working knowledge
yes.
of a M. Night Shyamalan movie that came out at least 10 years ago?
Oh, I want to say like 2002.
Right,
maybe.
Okay.
I'd have to look into it. I can look that up. But yeah. So what do you think of that though?
Look, I kind of like the idea of an expanded non-Marvel, non-DC superhero universe.
It is 2000, sorry. Yeah. Wow, that's ages.
Yeah.
What was it, school?
Right?
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But who cares?
In a way.
Yes, because I know a lot of people who are massive fans of his movies, in particular his earlier ones. This kind of blew them away. Yeah. But for someone like me, who I vaguely remember it, and I know who that who these characters are, yeah, like, it's not really a twist to me. It's just kind of like, okay.
So Bruce Willis is there.
It's Bruce Willis, yeah.
Unbreakable Bruce Willis.
Unbreakable and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. They're both there. It's the same universe.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he says, it's Mr. Glass? Yeah. Like Mr. Glass?
Yes.
Does Bruce Willis then do any superhero?
No. No, he flies to the... No.
Does he do anything that implies that he's still unbreakable?
No.
How does it end then?
That's how it ends.
Ugh. So he's just on the loose. He's just on the loose.
Yeah, because they're probably going to do a follow-up, and I guess
I don't think they will.
They definitely will.
No.
This is because people are calling it his return to form. Shyamalan has now found a thing that he can kind of build off. He's got unbeknownst to himself, he kicked off a superhero franchise 17 years ago.
Right?
And now he's got an opportunity where they're in the public spotlight and he's, you know, kind of on a roll that he can now kind of make.
You know what he could have done?
Yeah.
Is put all his succeeding, like every movie since from Unbreakable to this one, put them all in the same universe.
Well, that, like The Village could be.
Village could be in there.
Sixth Sense couldn't because there's two Bruce Willises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
But look, this is a universe where one man has 24 personalities.
That's
why couldn't
true.
Two men look like Bruce Willis?
One of his personalities is a ghost.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that intriguing to you at all, or are you like, what a bunch of bullshit? I thought it was interesting, but it doesn't mean anything to me. That's how I say it.
Yeah. And it's also because the entire premise of Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Sorry,
females, I don't need him. The entire premise of that is that Bruce Willis is he exists on one end of this spectrum of humanity.
Yes.
Where he's indestructible.
Correct.
And he exists as a sort of a guardian to regular people, in a way.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because that's why he has the psychic powers.
Oh, yeah, psychic powers.
So okay. Where does McAvoy exist on this continuum? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Build this continuum and be like, okay, on one side, you've got Bruce Willis, who's indestructible and kind of strong, and he can sense when people have got a gun, and also he's afraid of water. And then on the other side, you have his polar opposite, Mr. Glass, who's a guy who breaks his legs all the time.
But he's a great swimmer.
Yeah, right? This McAvoy character doesn't exist on that spectrum.
I guess he's on a different spectrum. I guess this is just a universe where there can just be weird anomalies. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It sounds like the Heroes universe to me. It sounds a lot like
I think if they'd made these movies back to back, I'd buy that. 17 years apart.
Yeah.
Just don't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
In your face, Shyamalan.
That's right. Try again next year.
Have another swing. Mm-hmm. No, good on him, man.
Yeah, great.
You know what? Good on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love it. All right, Mason, we've got to talk about what we've been reading and what we're going to read.
Yeah, sure.
I hope you don't mind.
No, that's okay. We can
okay,
do
good.
It.
Okay, good. I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What have you been reading?
Actually, today I was on our friend of the show, Levin's podcast.
Which one?
Serious Issues.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a great podcast.
He's in Melbourne.
You've been on that before, yeah.
Yes, he was in Melbourne just briefly.
Yeah.
So I finished work last night at 3 a.m. He finished DJing at 3 a.m. And then he gave me a big stack of comics.
Yep.
So I started reading comics at like 4 a.m. this morning.
What were we reading?
And I got through a whole bunch, and then I went and did his podcast, so I read a whole bunch. I actually read, the best thing I read is he brought the whole run of the Warren Ellis James Bond
series. Oh, cool. Series. Yeah, I'm only like 6 in or something.
Real
like
good.
That.
Yeah, real good stuff.
Okay, cool.
That's real nice. What else did I read? I read a Kiss comic book.
Bet that's not good.
It's no good.
Yeah.
Let me... dispel any notions that you have. It's like a kid and his parents don't approve that rock and roll's the devil's.
What year is it?
It's the modern day.
Horse shit.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. There's not like, because he's like, I'm gonna form a band because I love Kiss so much. And his father's like, no, you won't. You'll be the head of this. You'll be the next in line to run my corporation. And rock and roll's the devil's music. And get your mind out of the gutter and stop frittering away your life. Go to CEO school or whatever. And then he's like, I hate you, Dad. And then the dad drives off a cliff. And he's like, oh, I guess I'm the head of this corporation now, whatever.
But he just wants to rock and roll
all
night.
But that's the thing, like, you can't sell rock and roll as this unacceptable. It's the devil. It's the devil's music, and it's so taboo.
Especially not Kiss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're way past that now. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, rock and roll
Men in makeup is not a big deal.
Rock and roll is the most boring. Like, it's the most boring musical. It's not. It hasn't been the devil's music for like 40 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. I guess there was a brief period where like Marilyn Manson was kind of like, but it's not even Kiss aren't even close to that.
Yeah,
that
right?
Kind of like that kind of shit.
Anyway, that was a highlight. What did I read that was good? I read Civil War II: The Oath.
Oh, I heard that's good, actually.
It's a real gab fest.
Oh,
it's pretty
it?
Good. Anyway, if you want to listen to that, I think that podcast will be out. Same time as this one, I think.
Okay,
so
cool.
So switch over if you're right, finishing
cool,
listening
awesome.
To this. What did you been reading?
I watched the 8 episodes of Lemony Snicket's in the series of Unfortunate Events.
Yep.
A lot of people love it. They're really into it. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I did not care for it. I have, which I didn't mind.
Are there a bunch of Lemony Snicket movies?
There's a bunch of Lemony Snicket books.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think this might be two, like a book for every 2 episodes or something
and
like that.
And Putty is Lemony Snicket.
Yeah. And you know what? It's very well cast and it looks beautiful and there's a lot of like special effects and like it's a quirky universe and whatever.
Neil Patrick Harris is Count Olaf.
He's very funny.
A bunch of kids play a bunch of kids.
Yeah, but the problem with it, for me, you know, I didn't hate it. It's okay,
uh-huh.
But a lot of my problems with it also stem, I think, from what the books are like, which
yes.
I haven't read. But like throughout the series, Lemony Snicket, Putty, is constantly telling you to switch it off, to not watch it. This is a depressing story and you should literally do anything else. But he says, and initially you're like, okay, but then they're doing it in like episode 7. I'm like, well, I'm fucking in, aren't I?
Right?
You don't need to keep saying
it. Give it a rest,
yeah,
mate.
just stop it. Drop it. I'm watching it, all right?
Yeah, right.
So it's really literal.
Okay.
Like to a
how
fault.
So
like a kid will be like, one of the kids will be like, oh, this is confounding. This is an example. And then like it'll cut to Lemony Snicket and it'll be like, confounding is a word that means when somebody's confused and the situation is whatever. And it's like, dude, I fucking know what confounding means.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And people might say, well, it's for kids, but there's so many brutal murders in it. I don't
right?
think it is for
it's
kids.
It's for kids, right? Exactly.
Yeah. And also, because Count Olaf is trying to kidnap the kids so he can inherit their fortune,
sure,
right?
Sure, right.
And so, and he turns up in different costumes every time and he's like, oh, I'm just a regular fisherman and I want to take these kids with me and whatever. But no adult can see it. And so it's
sure,
incredibly
right.
frustrating because everybody but the kids
yep.
are idiots.
Right.
And it's just the same kind of like, the kids are like, it's clearly Neil Patrick Harris and he's wearing a wig and he's dressing as a lady. But
yep.
the adult's like, it couldn't be him because Count Olaf's not a woman, he's a man. And it's just like, ugh, it's just really like frustrating to kind of, but again, all these problems for me
yes.
stem from the story.
Okay.
So if you love the books, apparently yep. it's just on point.
But don't you love, do you think the idea behind that is, oh, it's, we're adults, but we're going into this magical world of suspension of disbelief. And oh, he is a man dressed as a lady, but we're just going to roll with it.
It's not like that. It's just, it is literally, hey, everyone here's an idiot.
Okay, great.
Except for the kids, yeah.
Nice.
And again, it's well cast, it's well acted, it looks beautiful, it's faithful to the books. A lot of people love it,
yep.
but it just wasn't for me. Yeah.
Mm.
Like honestly, I think they knocked it out of the park for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just, I don't care.
You don't care for it?
I don't want it.
Yeah, good.
Anything else you're reading or gonna read?
I read the first issue of an Image book called God Country.
I know God Country.
Yeah, it was sort of like a It's kind of hard to describe it. It's set in the first issue is set in a little Midwestern town.
Yeah.
And there's a man looking after his father who's got dementia. But there's a storm coming to town.
Yeah.
And that storm contains just some weird stuff.
Okay.
Is
it good?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The art's great and...
Is there a spoiler? Are you spoiling some stuff?
Yeah, there kind of is a spoiler that I couldn't...
Mason, I know I just spoiled a bunch of stuff in this episode for people, but please don't spoil it for me.
Yeah, it's a good point.
If you don't mind.
No, I won't do it, yeah. But basically, like, the old man, the father, like, he's get this storm is bringing a lot of chaos and a lot of, look, monsters.
Sure, yeah.
And the father's... The storm is also bringing, the storm brings a weapon... That only the father can wield.
And he's old.
And he's old and feeble and...
Oh, okay.
And has this
dementia. Is it ongoing?
There's only one issue out now, but I think it's ongoing, yeah.
All right, then. I'll get into it, Mason.
It's real nice. Real good.
Cool.
Wait, don't say anything.
I would never say anything.
Okay.
I've never said anything and I wouldn't now.
Time for letters?
If you say so.
Yeah, it is. Time for letters. Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day. Right now, we're
going to
do letters.
On point, Mason.
Thank you.
With timing, but also the way you held it, it sounded really good. Huh. It sounded real. It
sounded crisp in the
sounded
cans.
Like something I edited in.
And oh,
not,
yeah, nice.
Not you just holding your phone up to the microphone.
Very good.
Now, you dipped into the mailbag.
Oh, yeah, I should have find something in the mailbag.
We've opened that up again.
Weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's right. We didn't get as many letters this week, did we?
Because we've told people for like 2 years to stop sending stuff to the Gmail account. But weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. We only, what was it like? 30-odd, maybe? So there's a pretty good chance of you send it.
Yeah. Here's a little one. This is from Felix Harmer on Gmail. He's messaging us from Manchester, UK. He's a new student studying nursing.
Nice.
Moving somewhere new is a bit challenging. That is very true.
Disagree.
You're right. Look at this bloody social butterfly. All right, mate.
No, it is.
That's right. He's having an awkward drink with some random people he just met, and Shia LaBeouf came up.
Ugh.
We should talk about that in a second.
All right, fine.
One of the guys started talking about how much of a dickhead he is, and he said, "Are you a weekly whackadoo?" That man was, in fact, a weekly whackadoo.
Which is the name of the people who listen to this podcast.
Awkward
apparently.
Pause makes sense for us, and he responded, "Grab that, Jen."
No, pretty, it's good. Pretty good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I've been friends ever since, so a couple of days ago.
And this will only bring them closer together.
I think so. So that's Felix and Finn, which feels like an excellent.
Solving crimes?
Crime-solving duo. Yeah. Felix and Finn. One's real uptight. One's a nurse.
Mason, I also have a letter. I dipped into my own email, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This one, the subject line is info.
Great.
This is the email.
Is this something about your gym membership?
It is not.
Okay.
It's from a person called Ad Request.
Oh, yes?
This is it. Hi. And then there's a space, and then it says, hi. There's no punctuation in this or capital letters. You have great channel. https://www.youtube.com/user/MrSundayMovies/about.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you, baby.
And we like to make video about our website on your channel. So how much will cost?
All right. Don't leave us hanging. How much will cost?
No, I guess I'm making the video about their website.
Yeah, but how much will cost?
Oh, $4 million. No, let's make it a reasonable number. Let's say $40,000.
$40,000.
That's not reasonable at all, is it?
Depends what the website is.
I haven't clicked on it because I'm presuming I'm going to go there. It's just all dicks or something.
No, it's just going to be a phishing scam.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to go to it. If you
don't do this.
I'm doing it.
We're going to lose the episode.
No, the
not
recording.
The point. They're very
the recording
good.
Episode.
These hackers are very good.
I won't say the actual website. Oh, it's a watch movies online for free, except it's still loading.
Sounds really good. That certainly doesn't sound like something that's going to take control of your laptop.
Look, it's got a dog and he's got a little popcorn and a drink.
Oh, he's going to have a great time at the movies.
Type here what movie you want to watch.
See if it works.
I won't. No, I won't.
Okay.
This
Coward.
Is... Okay, fine. What's a movie I want to watch?
Resident Evil.
That's not a movie I want to watch, but all right.
All right, yeah.
Here we go. Zero results.
Wow. See, that were... It read your mind. That's very good.
Oh, that's great. Oh, no, here we go. It's just a whole lot of... There's a lot of Arabic links. A site to Vumo. It just links to a whole lot of other websites.
No idea.
Have Resident. Uh-huh. Some of the Resident Evil. No, great. Anyway, yeah, $40,000. I'll do it.
Sure, yeah.
Is that reasonable?
Fantastic. I think so.
Yeah. We can also contact the show with tweets, Mason.
That's
hashtag
right.
Weekly Planet Pod. This is from...
this might be more fruitful.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I check him out during the week, grab a couple.
Also, if we're going to... Because we're opening up the mailbag, that allows us some longer stuff. So if you want to send me specifically any insane fan theories you have...
Oh, no.
You don't have to read them.
That's true. I have to listen to them, though, don't I?
Just put in the subject line, insane fan theory, and I'll get onto that.
Okay, good.
If I can find a choice one...
Does it have to be real?
Or, yeah, it has to be real.
So it can't be like a joke one or whatever. It has to be a legit.
No, I don't have the patience for the joke ones.
I understand.
We're not about jokes in this podcast.
That's true. We're a serious business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if that guy will give me $40,000? Should Maybe. I email back and say $40,000?
Yes.
But it's clearly a scam. The website though, so I'd put it up on my YouTube channel.
Hey everyone, go to dogwithapopcornandadrink.com.
My dog loves it, having a sneeze. Okay, hashtag Weekly Planet Pods from Fidel Reyes. Started watching / reading Riverdale, the CW Archie comics interpretation. It started off well, I really enjoyed it. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
No. I watched it.
What do you think?
It's kind of like the OC or Dawson's Creek or whatever. It's a super sexy version of Archie.
How sexy is Archie?
He's got abs. That's really? How sexy it is, yeah. Right. You know
shirtless
what?
Shirtless Archie.
So shirtless Archie. It goes to Netflix every week, so they upload the new episode as it goes. But I didn't hate it. I'm like, yeah, this is all right. Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, I haven't read the comics. I don't know anything about the characters, but it's Dawson's Creek. It's the OC.
It's kind of moody and
But there's a murder mystery as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, I enjoyed it for what it was.
The Archie universe is all over the place.
It's everywhere, mate. He's fighting the Predator.
Yeah, right.
What else is he doing?
And there's like...
teaming up with the Punisher.
And like they still do like original recipe Archie and Jughead and whatever, where it's that Archie house style and it's kind of just fun for little kids. But they also do like the Chip Zdarsky, Ryan North kind of super ironic Jughead series and the Reggie series and all that sort of stuff. And then there's ones where they're all undead and there's ones where they face their own mortality.
Isn't there one where he's married to the different girl?
Yes. Yeah. And there's one where, this was a couple of years ago, but there was one where Archie married Betty and in a parallel universe where he married Veronica.
Yeah.
And it's basically the awful ways their lives go. There's no positive
ending. So he doesn't win either
No,
way.
Either way, he doesn't win.
Great. But you're going to check it out?
I think I should, yeah.
I think you should. Because you're a fan of Archie,
But
so.
is it fun and ironical?
It's a little bit fun and ironical, but it's more super serious. Teen issues. Mm-hmm. Archie's, I don't want to spoil it for you, Mason, but Archie's having an affair with the teacher.
What?
It's this kind of
universe. Mr. Weatherby?
No, it's some bird. I don't know her name. Yeah. But he had a sexy summer fling.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not very Archie, but I'm willing to go with it. Look, they're trying new things. I'm going to give it
a
whirl.
You know what? It's if you're familiar with the OC, like I said, or any of those shows, it's exactly that, but the Archie universe.
Riverdale. Here we come. Is that the theme song?
It's exactly
the theme
song.
They brought back Random Planet.
I didn't hate it though.
Yeah.
I quite liked it. This is from Kane Pritchard. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Assuming the Joker has a role in The Batman, do you think he'll have enough screen time?
Riverdale? Yeah. Netflix. All right, I'm going to check that out later.
Do you think the Joker will have enough screen time in The Batman to come into his own? Apparently it's going to be set in Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
Do you think it'll heavily feature the Joker?
I think they're going to give another villain a go.
I don't think you don't think they're going to do a Plethora, a Poison Ivy, a Clayface, a Riddler.
Oh, I hope they do a Clayface.
An Egghead.
Hope they do that. Yeah. King Tut.
King Tut, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so, but you don't think they'll do the Joker as the main key villain?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they don't.
Because we've seen it
we've
in
seen
the...
We've seen it, and he's... Stop recycling the same old villains.
Yeah,
he's got the biggest rogues gallery in existence, except for maybe Spider-Man. Give some new stuff.
I don't know if it's the biggest, but it's one of the best.
Yeah.
I'm sure if someone has a bigger,
no.
bigger but worse rogues gallery.
Think of someone else.
No, I can't because they're not memorable.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be okay if they're doing this Arkham Asylum version. Mm-hmm. Put him in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to be the movie where the Joker's going to shine. Maybe he'll, like we mentioned before, in that Harley Quinn Gotham City Sirens.
Sure,
movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because what's his name regrets. David Ayer not making Jared Leto the key villain, which he really should have in hindsight.
Yeah, or at least regrets about
it. Or at least somebody who's in it more. Yeah, I'm not. Maybe, but probably not, I'd say. Mm. I think it's going to be a rogues gallery, like you said.
I think it's going to be the ventriloquist and Scarface.
I like him, man.
Me too.
Clock King.
Clock King?
Yeah. I'd like to see a Mr. Freeze.
Crazy Quilt.
Yeah.
Kite Man.
All classic guys.
Ten-eyed man.
How many eyes?
10 eyes. They're on his fingers.
Does he have eyes in his head?
No.
Oh, then I was going to throw in your face that that's 12.
12 eyes, right? Yeah.
I can't, can
that's
I?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Good, man, good. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something about that. I can't remember. No, Mr. Freeze. Have you read there was a one-off All-Star Batman comic recently that Scott Snyder wrote where Batman goes to the Arctic to beat up Mr. Freeze?
Oh, but it sounds great.
It's pretty good, man.
Wow, that's a bold move because he's in his element.
You know he is. But Batman, maybe he's more ready than you think he is. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean he's exactly as ready as you think he
great.
Is. Because he's never not ready.
Yeah.
Except for most of the movie versions. He seems thoroughly unprepared most of the time.
I would have loved to see Mr. Freeze in the Nolanverse.
Yeah, oh, what version they would have done of that.
Yeah, right.
Do you think it would... But it's not really that kind of universe, is
it? Yeah, it's just a guy who's
I was
going to
say they couldn't
time.
Do him because he's in Batman and Robin, but Bane was in Batman and Robin as
that's
well.
That's right,
so
yeah.
I would love to see a movie version of Mr. Freeze. The big clunky suit.
Yep.
Batman's cracking his big dome.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, good.
And I really like the Mr. Freeze in the Arkham games as well.
Same.
Some of the best stuff in those games.
Mm. See, that I feel is the dilemma. If you're going to make a The Batman...
Yeah.
With Ben Affleck, and you're going to put it in Arkham Asylum. If you use all the same villains as the Arkham games, at least a small percentage of people are going to be like, this is a poor man's version of the Arkham game.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's why that's kind of why I feel like you can't... If you're like, okay, well, Batman's bringing in the Joker to Arkham Asylum, and then this whole system goes into lockdown and he has to fight his way out... It's the same thing.
But I guess, though, not everybody has played those games.
True.
Like, they're very popular games, obviously, and me and you, we know them back to front. After this, we're going to play it, aren't we?
That's right.
I don't have it, but it's in my old house. By that, I mean my parents' house.
Yeah.
Okay, we get this question a lot.
Yes.
I can't remember from who. Let's say everybody.
Mm.
Let's say Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Sure, yep.
He's written in.
Uh-huh.
What movie do you think...
Would you fly us to the moon and back? We would, Darren.
You
we
better
would.
Believe it. Massive Star Wars fan, actually.
Yeah.
Darren Hayes. What movie do you think it would take for them to reboot the universe? Like, what would it take for Warner Brothers
right.
to... Like, would it take a Ben Affleck leaving? Would it be the Justice League falling down as a project to restart it? What would have to be the thing that...
It's a good question.
Yeah.
My assumption would be that if they finish whatever story arc this is, and it crashes and... Assuming... That's the thing. If they finish whatever this story arc is and it doesn't do very well and it's not well received, I would think maybe they'd take...
I love how you say whatever this story arc is. So you're not... Because like Marvel, for all their faults, they've clearly been building towards something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I guess this is building towards Mother Boxes.
Great.
Yeah, because we saw one in a deleted scene in the last movie or whatever. Anyway, sorry, go on.
So I think if they get to the end of this... And I think that it doesn't play out or it doesn't. It's not fine. If it's financially well received, I think they'll just keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, but, Suicide Squad, even though a lot of people didn't like it and critics kicked it, still did well.
Uh-huh.
Still made $1 billion.
Yeah. Look, I think you know what might actually kill it. I think if they finish the current arc of movies and there's their next one is coming out in a year or 18 months
when they finally get around to fixing the Flash.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, this is coming out in 2019, and then the director drops out, and then they reschedule for another 6 months in the future.
Yeah.
I think they might just be like, you know what, we're going to cancel this one and restart in 2 or 3 years.
So new Superman, new Batman, new everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's one of those things where, like, maybe leave it for 5 years, or do you think they'd be like, well, this comic book bubble's going to burst, so we just got to keep going. We just got to knuckle down.
Because
you know how much gap there was between this universe and the Nolan universe?
2011 and then...
1 year.
1 year.
2012,
okay, right.
2013.
Right.
Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel.
Steel, you're right.
Yeah, 1 year. So, who knows, mate?
Ugh.
Aren't movies interesting?
Movies are so interesting. Watching them, talking about them, speculating, making movies, thinking about movies, looking at a TV guide. Oh, there's a movie coming up. Maybe we should watch the movie.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
That's the show for this week, though.
We did it.
What do you got?
Oh, you can find us if you want to track us down on the bloody internet. We're Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail for your insane fan
Please
theories.
Do.
Bandcamp,
or just and it doesn't have to be that. It can be anything. Well, you're doing it. Whatever you want.
I demand insane fan theories.
Fine.
Nah, you can do whatever.
Also,
you want.
If you've got a lovely personal story, that's fine too.
Yeah. Or if a celebrity was great to you or mean to you.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What else?
So we're also on Bandcamp. If you'd like to help us Keep the lights on in the man cave.
I wouldn't. But
build a little, build a little extra wing for the dog who's currently trying to attempt to escape.
It's so hot in this room.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
If you'd like to contribute to my plan, which is to build us cooling vests that we can wear in a hot room in a
summer.
Absolutely. It's my plan for all podcasters. It's because you can't have the air con, you can't have a fan on.
No, you can't.
Because it interferes with your
equipment. Though, as we said, we did an episode of Filthy Casuals, which is going to be up this Wednesday, where they leave the fan on the entire time.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is great.
Feels real good.
We didn't even have a fan in here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. You can get a commentary as well if you want on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So patreon.com/MrSundayMovies is where you can go. And we haven't said this in a while, but if you want to contribute to the Patreon, and it's on the page, I think, but a good rule of thumb is if you drop that amount of money over the course of a month and you didn't, and that's not an amount you would notice was gone, donate that amount.
Give it to us.
So like a buck or $2 or something, you know, something like that. That's a good amount.
That's right. And all the commentaries are there. Oh, I think most of them. And also, but if you want to go to Bandcamp and just buy them individually, they're linked below. Yeah. Like Joseph Bubsy, who just paid $1 for the Star Wars Revenge of the Sith commentary track.
Very nice.
Thank you, Joe. I just got that email.
Thanks, Bubsy. Tell your friends Ratchet and Clank.
Please do. We hated your 3D game. Mm-hmm. I never played it, but apparently it's terrible.
We've got some teas on tpublic.com.
Yep, linked below.
They're great. Thank you to At the Weekly Planet. That's our friend Robert Collins.
Yep. Thank you to my partner for dropping a microphone onto the Zoom and cracking the screen.
It's got a big crack on the
just
screen.
Just a $500 bit of equipment. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't even tell me about it. Just have me come in and start the show and then realize that there's a giant crack
through
it.
Well, she thought you'd be distracted by the fact that she'd taken the memory card out. She assumed in the normal process of starting this show where you look and you go, oh, she's taken the memory card out. I have to put a new memory
card
in.
How many times have we come in here and she's moved something and something's missing and we have to go up the street and buy a memory card at like 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, nothing's open, service stations don't sell them. How many times has that happened? At least five times.
I would
times.
Say at least five times, you're right. Anyway.
Anyway, my relationship's in trouble, guys. Yeah,
if you'd like to help support relationship counselling for bloody Mr. Sunday Movies and his partner, if you'd like to...
But you have to side with me.
Yeah, if you'd like... No, you don't have to. If you'd like to help us purchase a screen replacement for our Zoom, bloody get on that.
Get on that.
Or you can just go to our Amazon affiliate link, which is in the episode description. You just click on that. If you want to buy your own Zoom and lord it over us. Like, look, I got a fresh one. Look at my fresh Zoom.
It's so new.
That's the new one. You've just figured out how it works, too. I know. If you'd like to do that,
at least it's not broken. Yeah. It's just a crack.
Anyway, you just click on the link in our episode description. You just go to regular Amazon. You buy your Zoom.
Yeah.
You lord it over us, and we get a kickback somehow.
That's right. Exactly.
So you're only partially lording it over
us. That's right.
What else?
I think that's it.
That's the rest. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for our themes.
Come here. Leave them alone.
Thanks for everybody who bloody listening.
Yeah.
This might even be a record week.
I think we might hit 2 million downloads. That's not including YouTube either. Yeah, I think we're going to be well
thanks
over
for,
that. So.
For
and we didn't even do, we missed an episode as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, I guess. Isn't
it's pretty good,
that
right?
Seems good, right?
Yeah. Thanks for everybody who's telling people.
Yeah.
That's the way this is happening.
Reviews happen help as well, probably. Or they don't. I don't know how iTunes
don't
works.
Don't know how it works, yeah. Right? Yeah. We've never learned.
All right. Next week.
Another thing.
Don't know yet. I'll figure it out. If you got a topic suggestion, send it through.
Oh, that'd be great as well. Yeah. If you guys wanna if you're sending an insane fan theory in the Gmail, put insane fan theory /episode suggestion, because I'd like to hear them.
Awesome.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
I'm gonna read this bloody action comic somewhere now.
You should read it.
I'm gonna read it to the dog. Hey dog, stop it. Don't lick my action comics number one. It's
already been bent in your pocket, Mason.
That's
it's worthless.
True. Yeah, it's worthless now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.